And in this country, with more jobs heading offshore, Democrats are struggling to sell voters on free trade. For our Wednesday focus on the workplace, we're going to start at a union forum yesterday. That's where several presidential candidates tried to address the sticky issue without tripping themselves up. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
For Democrats, the calculus runs like this. Endorse free trade and you risk alienating union voters. Renounce it, and opponents can label you a protectionist know-nothing. At yesterday's forum by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, two of the leading presidential candidates tried to avoid both traps. Senator Hillary Clinton was forced to address a trade agreement that her husband championed as president.
I think that, like anything, NAFTA had some positive, but unfortunately it had a lot of downside. We see that especially in the loss of jobs going south to Mexico and then beyond.
Then Senator Clinton changed the subject. She pointed out companies are also sending jobs to Canada because of lower health care costs.
If we don't get our health care costs under control, we're going to continue to lose jobs.
Senator Barack Obama called for tougher trade agreements, but struck a warmer tone on globalization.
I believe in trade. I think trade can grow our economy and improve the lives of ordinary people.
Running third in the polls, former Senator John Edwards took perhaps the toughest stance among the top candidates, saying NAFTA must be revised. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.